American-born conductor Jonathan Haywood studied conducting at the Boston Conservatory and then completed postgraduate studies at the Royal Academy of Music in London. He now serves as chief conductor for the Northwest German Philharmonic. Jonathan will be making his BSO debut March 11th, 12th and 13th with a program of Hannah Kendall, Beethoven and Shostakovich. And it's my great pleasure to have him on the line from the UK. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that Hannah Kendall is a friend of yours, a personal friend, Jonathan. So please, won't you just tell us about that association and how that feeds into her work, The Spark Catchers?
Hannah is definitely a dear friend of mine and an artist that I really truly believe in because of the nature of her work. What I think is so impressive about her compositional language is how she's able to depict a narrative within it. The Spark Catchers is based on a fantastic poem by Lim Sisse, a really brilliant UK poet, who depicts this sort of protest of the Match Girls, which was a huge protest in the 1800s, primarily focused on the kind of working conditions of really poor working conditions of the factory workers. And what she's able to depict in this is directly from the poem as well, the sort of resistance, the sort of fight that really makes this whole piece a really beautiful kind of story of something that maybe not many people have heard of, actually.
So not only you making your debut with the BSO, but allowing them to have a debut, their first performance of the Shostakovich Symphony No. 15, I have to say I was astounded when I learned that. And tell me about your thinking regarding how you wanted to program the Hannah Kendall with the Dmitri Shostakovich on this program.
It's really interesting that you pointed out, because as I kind of look deeper and study the works side by side, this concept of rebellion for the people, if you will, is something that kind of comes in hand again with Spark Catchers. It is about workers' rights and this idea of better working environment, better pay. And of course, we associate that sort of idea and concept with Shostakovich all the time, this sort of idea that he was always a man of the people during such difficult times in Soviet Russia. So I think there's a link within that. But having said that, with Shostakovich 15, I think it's such an autobiographical work, which is amazing. Of course, having been his last symphony, there's something very special about his kind of farewell, his swan song, you know, leaving this last symphony for us to kind of ruminate over. So I think there is that sort of comparison between the two pieces, really.
And sandwiched between the Hannah Kendall and Shostakovich, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. This will feature Benjamin Grosvenor. The program conducted by Jonathan Haywood, American-born but now very much UK-based, making his BSO debut March 11th, 12th and 13th. There's more information at bsomusic.org. What a pleasure to speak to you, Jonathan, and we look forward to welcoming you back home.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to being home.